No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, Bears fans, and welcome to another episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and share this Bears channel with a fellow Bears fan. I have a special episode for you guys. I got a chance to talk to Texas A&M defensive line coach Sean Spencer, and of course, we talked all about Bears second-round draft pick Shamar Turner. In this interview, you're just going to find out what makes Shamar Turner tick, also why he was considered the alpha in a very talented defensive line room, and a comparison is made to a two-time Pro Bowler in the NFL. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation I had with Texas A&M defensive line coach Sean Spencer. All right, everybody, I have a special guest for you today, Texas A&M defensive line coach Sean Spencer, who actually coached Bears second-round draft pick Shamar Turner. Sean, I appreciate you taking the time to talk about one of your former players.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining. And I just want to know, when you first hear or think about the football player Shamar Turner, what popped into your mind first?
Just tenacity, like unbelievable tenacity and competitive nature, right? Like just right away, like just loves the game of football. You know, he had a long-standing relationship with the other D-line coach, Coach Tony Gerardetti, and then obviously – you know, I came here and you know, he told me, he said, when the ball snapped, watch what this guy does. You know, he goes, he's intense. And like pregame, you know, he's intense and he's ready to go. And all those things transferred in practice. And he's just fun to watch, man.
He is fun to watch. And obviously he does have that intensity to him. We got a sense of that just from a press conference. But when you turn on the film and you kind of see what Shamar is about, you can definitely see that intensity. Did you just first notice that on the practice field when you're kind of first getting introduced to a guy like that? So how did you first see that in person?
So in the spring, last spring, he was kind of like rehabbing himself a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to see him. I didn't get to see him practice, but he was so in tune in the meetings, you know, like when he would, you know, we put the install in, he was in tune in the meeting, he was locked in, he was the first one. He sits in the front row of every meeting of Coach Elko's. He sits in the front row of every meeting in the defensive line room and every meeting in the team room or defensive unit meeting, and he just like had this approach, you know, of intensity. And then like when we got to work with him in the summer, as he started working with him in the summer, and you get to work with him for a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden camp comes, man, that dude puts that helmet on and he's at another level.
You know what, Sean, when you're saying that he's even sitting in the front row in the film rooms, those meetings, as a coach, when you see a player not only do that one day, but consistently do that, you know, throughout a season, what does that tell you about the type of player that you have and what kind of motivation he has to be, you know, achieve that greatness?
Yeah. Well, he has a cadence, right? This is what he's going to do. He's going to follow that cadence. Just like a quarterback, you know, just like anybody with a cadence, he's going to sit in the front row. And the first thing that means to me is that the guy wants to be attentive. He wants to be engaged. He wants to be locked in. So that's really important. Guys go in the back of the room and they tuck themselves away. They're kind of hiding. Like, you're in the front of the room, there's a chance you're going to get asked a question. He's always prepared.
No, that definitely makes sense there. Sean, as a defensive line coach, you had a couple of players, right, that just got drafted.
Yeah.
How does a guy like Shamar Turner stand out amongst a crowd of very talented players, you know, guys that are going in the first, second round? So how does a guy like that stand out?
He was definitely the alpha in the room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was definitely the alpha in the room. All those guys had their own personalities. You know, him and Nick were definitely alphas. And then, you know, obviously Shamar Stewart was an alpha, but, you know, he also deferred to the older guys a little bit. You know what I mean? And it was like a smooth transition. It was a smooth communication. It was a smooth, everything worked well, you know, with that room. But like all the guys respect Shamar. You know, everybody on the football team respects Shamar. Everybody that ever played the game at Texas A&M respects Shamar. So he's definitely what I call an alpha.
You call him an alpha. What made him an alpha there amongst those players and just as you were kind of seeing him?
So ball snapped in practice. I mean, he's going to run to the football like it's the last play of the game against Alabama. I mean, this is in practice, and his intensity when he struck the sled in drills, you know, like first time I got him on the sled and he was striking the sled. I mean, it was with bad intentions, you know what I mean? And he practiced that way and it turned over to the game.
And speaking of the game, like you guys had him playing all over. I mean, you saw him at the edge at times, 3-eye, 2-0 tech. Mm-hmm. When you see a guy that has that versatility to play each of those positions, mm-hmm. What does that tell you about the player that you have there?
Well, one, he's smart because he can handle all of those multiple positions. But then two, you know, that's the skill set that he has, you know, because before I got there, they kind of played him at the big end spot. And he was second team all SEC with a group of really good guys and moved to five technique. And when we got there, we kind of moved him inside, like you said, and played those multiple positions inside and, you know, never really winced or fractured with all the stuff we put on him. I mean, he's playing multiple positions. I mean, he's going to go into your pro locker room and they're going to be able to put up the install. He'll be able to get every position on the board.
Sean, really quickly, if we can get into like some of the nitty gritty in the X and O's and how, when you go from maybe even a 3 to a 2-eye, what are sort of the subtle differences that a defensive lineman like Turner needs to know about when you're doing that transitioning to different spots? Like, what's the difference between when he was playing at the 3 that he needed to know for the 2-eye, for example?
Well, obviously, you know, the three technique, you're on the outside shading it. A 2-eye, you're on the inside shading, for simplicity reasons, right? Understand.
Yep.
So really, the blocks are a little bit different. You know, I mean, it's probably a little bit more double teams at the 2-eye position, you know, with the center and the guard. And then obviously the 3 technique, you can run a combo with the tackle and the guard, but a lot of times outside zone play, he's just getting a single block. So he understands that, you know, and that's just something like from a defensive line play. If you can play 3, you can play 2-eye. You know what I mean? The difference is in the inside technique, is he a 0 nose in the 3-4, which that's not what he is. You know what I mean? And that's the difference. Like those inside shades, the 3 and the 2-eye, they kind of correlate, right? Like they are the same thing. Like the blocks are different a little bit, but really if you break them down, there's only really 3 blocks that can happen, right? You can get reached, you can get cut off, you get double teamed. Like kind of, that's it, right? But like he's not a 0 nose, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not Desmond Watson.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense there. Coach, when you – obviously I had an opportunity to also coach Jervon Dexter when you were at Florida. when you think, if you had an opportunity to have these two guys in your defensive line, how do you think they would complement each other? Because there's going to obviously be opportunities where those two guys are going to be on the field for Dennis Allen's defense. How do you think Shamar Turner complements Jervon Dexter and vice versa?
They are going to absolutely love each other because they both play with a great deal of intensity and they love the game of football. It's when I told you earlier about Jervon, like when we talked before you guys, after you guys drafted Jervon, I said, I'm just telling you, his best football is ahead of him and you got an absolute dog. And then, you know, obviously he played it out that way. You know what I mean? You got two guys that absolutely love football that are going to play off each other and play with intensity. I mean, right when the Bears drafted Shamar, the first FaceTime I got was one Jervon Dexter. Coach, tell me about this guy. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about this guy. And he wanted his number. He wants to connect with him. He said, we're going to grow together and work together and we're going to get better together. That's just the type of person you're getting. And both of those guys are the same. If you go back and you watch the film on Shamar and you watch other people making plays, the one thing that sticks out, you always see number five running the pitcher and celebrate with his teammates. It's incredible. Like, as soon as a guy makes a play, he runs over to him, daps him up with those big old hands and smacks the hell out. Just don't give the guy a dap, man, just because it's going to break your hand. The guy got, like, construction hands. So, you know, he's so intense, but he's intense because his brothers are making plays. And that's what's going to make him a great pro.
All right, everybody, we got to take a quick timeout because I got to tell you about a couple of sponsors here, and starting with Windy City Sports Cards. As you guys know, they specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to those Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to discover a new favorite. Check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. I also have to tell you about Protein 2O. Right here, I got the orange mango flavor, you guys, and if you're looking for an alternative protein drink, it's going to be something that I need you to go try. One, you get your 20 grams of protein and then your 350 milligrams of electrolytes, and it tastes delicious. So instead of getting some of those protein shakes that are thick, may not taste great, you can taste the whey protein. You don't want that. Try Protein 2O. It's available at Amazon and also at Target. And I love the goal that they have. It's a simple one. Make it easier to get the protein and hydration your body needs without all the unnecessary junk. Check out Protein 2O. Definitely try the orange mango flavor and pick it up at Amazon or Target.
I mean, honestly, just hearing him talk at a press conference level, like, you could tell that from him. But then, like you said, you turn on the film, you can clearly see that as well. Is there a game, coach, that stands out from Shamar Turner from last year where you're like, man, I know we got a special player here, but is there one of those games that you saw last year in person that really highlighted what Shamar Turner is about?
I think you think about this going into the LSU game. I mean, LSU was running the ball at a clip on people. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was one of those weeks where, like, we knew, we, like, he was like, yeah, finally. Like, finally. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, finally I get to play against some double teams and some people are going to come downhill. Nobody going side to side. He goes, I'm going to have to man up. And his intensity level in that game, like, it wasn't a stat line thing, but the knockback and the intensity and just holding the line of scrimmage, and you just look at him, just the intensity, you know, I know it was a lot of stuff, you know, it was fired up before the game, but whatever, you know, it's football. But I'm talking about that intensity. You know, one of their starting guards got hurt. I hope he's better now, but they put in a younger guy, you know, and then Shamar kind of like saw blood in the water a little bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that just – He, I mean, it didn't really matter who he was going against, but, like, he's definitely a guy that in that game was like, because that was, in my opinion, one of the best offensive lines that we were going to face, you know, led by Will Campbell. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they ran the ball. I mean, Brad does a great job over there with that offensive line. I mean, they're coming off the ball. I mean, they don't have a lot of holes, and we were going to have to.
No one plans for hair loss. but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Be on point. And as someone else watching that game, it's the way he didn't really have a lot of stats. It didn't matter. Like, they didn't run the ball. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And which to me at that point was going to be our greatest challenge that facing that offensive line.
Yeah, it's beyond the box score, and that's where you can see the impact of a guy like Shamar Turner. But, you know, when he comes up to you and says, like, finally, or, like, he's looking forward to this match, as a coach, you know, seeing that, obviously a really good opponent and, like you said, a good offensive line, what goes through your mind when you're seeing one of your players, like, really looking forward to this matchup, this level of competition?
Yeah. Well, he's ready. You know what I mean? He's ready, and that's all you want. Because you know – a guy like him is going to bring other people with him. That's the thing. And that is what makes him unique. It's not, he's not trying to be out there and be an individual. I'm just telling you, man, he's bringing other people with him. You just watch him. The first time it's a preseason game, Javon will make a play and he's going to be the first one to run up to him. You know, that the intensity is just like magnified in this play.
I really look forward to seeing that just in a Bears uniform. And really quickly here, Sean, obviously every rookie that enters the NFL is not a finished product by any means. Got to go through development. So when you're just looking at his game, what are you curious about seeing his game take that next step, if you will?
Right. So I think he can be a really, really effective pass rusher. You know, I coached two guys that I thought one could win at a quick level against a guard. One was Leonard Williams. And the other one was Shamar Turner. Like that they could change direction and go from the B gap to an A gap rush, or from a, you know, stunted fake inside to go to the A gap, come back out to the B gap. Like the ability to win quick, that's what he's got to, because he got it in him, you know? Yeah. And that's what he taking his game to the next level, that consistency of winning all the time. But I'm just telling you, one on ones in practice, they couldn't block him. Like, it was like a clinic, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, this is what it's supposed to look like. You know what I mean? I had two guys that could win that quick. I had Leonard Williams and I had him. I've never seen anybody else win that fast.
I am looking forward to training camp here, Sean, where you get to see some of those one-on-ones in person. And then, obviously, when the games play out here. One final question for you, though. Sean, like the Bears have been, they've been coming, they've been drafting players that you have had an impact in, you know, developing with Shamar Turner, Jervon Dexter. Is there anybody at currently at Texas A&M where maybe people just need to have their eyes on maybe this upcoming season or even a couple years down the road with knowing that you're the guy that's helping them develop?
Am I allowed to talk about that stuff?
Any players that you're looking forward to even this upcoming season?
So we got, Cassius Howell is an incredible football player. Transferred from Bowling Green. I mean, this guy's got all the tools, man. Like, can pass rush, can drop in coverage. I think he's a special talent for us. Looking forward to seeing him. And then we got a couple transfers. Deion Hayes from Colorado, and then TJ Searcy from Florida, who I had when I was at Florida. And I'm just like, those three guys, in my opinion, are ascending. And if you look in the interior, you know, the guy that no one talks about, Albert Regis, is as solid as a football player in the SEC playing defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is going to be a 10-year pro, you know? He's going to be a 10-year pro. And then we got T.O., who transferred in from Iowa State, who's another dynamic football player. And then DJ Hicks is coming into his own. I mean, he's starting to figure it out. He was the number one defensive lineman in the country. And now you're starting to see why he was the number one D lineman in the country.
All right. Those are guys that, hey, if you're a Bears fan or anybody in the, you know, obviously looking for future defensive linemen, Sean, you do a great job developing guys, and always appreciate your time talking about some of these former players. I know everybody that listens to these shows, they get a way better insight and just knowledge of who the Bears are actually getting here in Shamar Turner. But I wish you nothing but success for the rest of for this upcoming college season. And I appreciate you again for jumping on with me.
Yeah, Nick, you know, when me and you talked about Jervon, there were some people questioning what we said. And then all I did was smile every time he showed up. I said, listen to his coach.
Hey, you're going to know best, coach. And those people are probably thinking back, yeah, should have probably listened. So I think you're going to be doing very similar things. If anyone's doubting Shamar Turner, just come back to his conversation. You know exactly what Sean's
saying. Stand on business, man.
Stand on business. I love it. Appreciate you, Sean. We'll have to do this again. And, you know, with you coaching, probably will happen pretty soon. So I appreciate you, man, and appreciate the time.
All right, Nick. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep. All right, everybody. That was my conversation with Texas A&M defensive line coach Sean Spencer. I mean, there are so many great things that he said about Shamar Turner and just things that I think provide a better insight on who Shamar Turner is as a person and as a player. I love the fact that Shamar Turner was in the front row, not only in the defensive line meetings, but team meetings. He didn't want to hide away in the back and knew that if you sat up front, like Sean Spencer was saying, that, you know, you could potentially be called upon. But that was that cadence that Sean was talking about. And so he had that. And he just wanted to be attentive. And being in the front row, just in the classroom, I think just shows the level of importance football was for him while he was at Texas A&M. And the alpha part, you guys, standing out when you had Nick Scorton. Obviously, you had, Texas A&M guy that everybody was talking about. Not Shamar Turner, but Shamar Stewart. Sorry, eventually got there. It was the other Shamar. I think that's telling as well. You know, and Sean Spencer was kind of saying that, you know, Stewart kind of leaned on some of the older guys, but to be the alpha in that room, I think that says a lot, especially when you have guys that were drafted in the first round, also in the second round as well. But Shamar Turner, not just blending into the crowd, but doing his best to stand out amongst it, speaks volumes to the player that I think the Bears have and what he is going to potentially do in his rookie season. And when I asked Sean about playing different positions, obviously it highlighted the intelligence that a guy like Shamar Turner needs to have to be able to do that, and the nuances that it takes for somebody playing from the 5 to the 3 to the 2i to a 0. So that's the type of player that Shamar Turner is. And Dennis Allen said that for Turner, the primary focus right now is to get him to play the interior positions, learn those positions, master those positions. Then we can bounce you out outside where, you know, Shamar Turner also has that skill set
that versatility in his game. And I think that's important when you're just looking at different ways to utilize different personnel groupings and different personnel in the field. And I know maybe some of you guys perked up when he was talking about the possibility of what Jervon Dexter can do for Turner and what Shamar Turner can do for Dexter. And knowing that those two guys are going to be, I think, a perfect match for each other. That was great to hear. But also, like, Jervon's FaceTiming Sean right when Shamar Turner gets drafted. Tell me all about this guy. Give me his number. And of course, you know, Sean Spencer did that. Again, there is this level of excitement with a guy like Jervon Dexter. Obviously, you get Grady Jarrett as well on the inside, but you get a high-motored individual who loves to compete, who will hurt you if you dap him up, right? That was also kind of funny, too, because if you watch the tape from Shamar Turner, you see that intensity, that motor. Like, even if he's not making the play, man, he's excited for whichever teammate is making that tackle, forcing the running back inside, whatever it may be. That's what Turner's all about, man. I'm really excited to see what that looks like in a Bears uniform. And, you know, those one-on-ones that Sean was also talking about, the quick get-off, and that actually leads to the next takeaway here. Leonard Williams, anybody? Would anybody care? Any Bears fans, if you can get a Leonard Williams type of impact? And look, Sean was also saying that he's got that in him, that quick get-off, that consistency to win quickly, and he compared it to when Sean was with the New York Giants and a guy like Leonard Williams. So if you can see that, and if it comes out consistently from a guy like Shamar Turner, man, that definitely elevates the level of play from this defensive line. And that's, again, what maybe the Bears saw in a guy in Shamar Turner, why they need to have him in the second round to elevate the entire defensive line as a whole. And then just one last thing here, the game that he identified when I asked him, what kind of shows what Shamar Turner is all about. The game against LSU, and what Sean was saying is like, yeah, the box score is not really going to wow you, right? I looked at that box score. 2 total tackles. But the rushing yards for LSU in that game, they had 23 carries, 24 yards. So it ain't just about the box score, you guys. And I'm really looking forward to going back and watching that game to see just what Shamar Turner did there to impact, to have other guys be successful in that game, to limit a potent rushing attack to just 24 yards on 23 carries. But it was a good conversation. I really enjoy, you know, speaking to Sean. This is the second time I've gotten a chance to speak with him. Right after Jervon Dexter, I reached out, got him to talk about what Jervon was about, and now you get a better view of what Shamar Turner is about. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited. Excited to see what that guy looks like in pads, Shamar Turner, what he looks like next to Jervon Dexter, what those reps and one-on-ones look like with this new revamped interior offensive line. But it should be fun, and I'm glad you guys got a chance to hear from his position coach at Texas A&M and Sean Spencer to really highlight what Shamar Turner is all about. But that's going to do it for this special episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. Hey, if you want to get more of these in-depth interviews, you got to make sure that first you're subscribed to the podcast. And then, after you subscribe, send it over to a friend, family member, fellow Bears fan. Send it to a Packers fan, why don't you? Show them what the Bears are about. This YouTube channel is going to definitely do that. But also, like, leave a comment on what you thought about this interview and who you maybe want me to reach out to next. Give me some ideas. I have some already, but you can never have too many when it comes to the offseason and what the Bears, what type of Bears content we can create here at the Nicholas Moriano Show. But appreciate everyone for tuning in, hanging out with me as we continue to go through this offseason. OTAs are next up on the list of offseason activities, and that will be happening over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks. So there'll be takeaways from that as well. But I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation with Texas A&M defensive line coach Sean Spencer. But until next time, adios, Bears fans.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
want to hear me talk.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.